And it's time to get our legal buzz. And that means time to talk to one of our Bridge legal advisors. This morning, we talked to our buddy David Ayler. How you doing, David?
Doing well. Good morning.
Hey, you know, I got to ask you, I'm sure you've been getting questions about this, and I've been having conversations with people about this. There is now a second vaccine that is out. So you've got two vaccines. They're vaccinating healthcare workers and residents of nursing care facilities, but they're going to start moving down a priority list of frontline workers like teachers, police, and fire, people with medical conditions, people 55 and older and such before it starts to matriculate into the regular population. But my question for you as a Bridge legal advisor is for people like us normal people, us simpletons, if all of a sudden your boss says to you, you have to get the vaccine or else you can't come back to work. Are there legal ramifications to that?
You know, it's funny you ask that because I've actually already had this question come up several times with people I know. Well, you know, I think you're exactly right. You're going to see companies and small and large requiring their employees to do it. And you're going to obviously see pushback and people feel that they're not comfortable with it or for whatever reason. And that's their choice. But the thing that I try to compare it to, and in my opinion, there could be differences in other states. But for South Carolina, we're, as you know, an at-will state, mm-hmm. meaning they can fire you without any cause. As long as it, of course, doesn't violate any of the terms of, just basic things such as, you know, your race, your gender, your religion, that sort of thing. And there's no biasness there. So I consider it, think about places that have drug testing. Some businesses require you to have a drug test or are allowed to do random drug tests. You don't have to work there if you don't want to, you know, have that done or the potential of that being done. And I think that's going to fall in the same category here with the vaccination.
And what about the possibility of requiring students to get the vaccine before they're allowed to go back in school in person? I mean, we know they already have some vaccination laws in place for kids, but this is a new gray area, and even the state superintendent of education wasn't sure if she was going to require students to get that vaccination. How would that work with kids?
Well, I think if it's a private school, then, you know, because it's private, they 100% are able to make that determination and require it. If it's a public school, that is a very good question. And I think the answer would be, at least the simplest one that comes to mind is, if you decide that you're not going to take the vaccine and you still obviously want to attend, then they'll have to put forth some sort of online program that continues to be utilized like we have now. But then you have the other side of that, Richard, which is for all the parents and all the teachers, that's so much more work for everybody involved to have the dual online as well as in the classroom learning.
Yep.
So that's a very intriguing situation there. And also what age children, you know, what do they know about the difference between a 5-year-old child and a, you know, 17-year-old teenager taking the test?
Exactly. That's a great point. I mean, it's just another example of modern technology moving faster than our ability to cope with it, which is why that we have those legal questions. By the way, I got to say, really sorry that we didn't have the legendary David Ayler Christmas party for David Ayler Law Offices this year, but you did have a gathering this weekend for a good cause. What was up?
Yes, it's unfortunate we didn't have the Christmas party, but we're hoping for a spring Christmas party once that vaccine really does get rolling. But we had some real tough news. A local business owner and very close friend of mine, as well as probably a lot of the listeners, BJ Kale, who owns Trifecta Security and some other businesses, recently was diagnosed with stage 4 colon and liver cancer. And, the outpouring in the community of people that were willing to jump up and help. Richard, we had over 100 businesses and restaurants donate everything from gift cards to, you know, items and various things. And then Royal American downtown right there on Morrison Drive and John Kinney and Adam Jones, they were nice enough to put on an event and we raised over $40,000.
Wow.
It says so much. We all know someone personally within our family or our friend group that has been affected by cancer and, you know, just seeing that outpouring of just everyone, that even strangers that were willing to step up and really support him and his family. It was an amazing event, but it says a lot about our community.
Absolutely, and that is fantastic that they did that, and thoughts and prayers with BJ as he faces that tough diagnosis. And you know what, David, it's a big thank you to all of the knowledge you've shared with us throughout this year, an interesting year that it is in 2020. But people have questions. You've got answers. So if they want to pick your legal brain, how can they get in touch with David Ayler?
Easiest way is 24/7. We'll be around all holiday season at 843-744-4444. And last thing I want to say is I hope everybody has a great holiday season. Stay healthy. Stay safe. If you are traveling, be careful where you're traveling. And, you know if you're staying here locally, there'll be a lot of folks in town that don't know how to travel on those roads. So be very careful out there.
David, Merry Christmas to you and your awesome staff there at the David Lather Law Offices. And here's looking to a better year in 2021. And we'll talk to you next year. Thanks for everything, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you as well, Richard. Talk to y'all soon.
You bet. And there goes your legal buzz.